Good morning. My guest this morning is Ellen Bluestein from the Sonoma County Jewish Film Festival. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Roland.
Once again, we are back together again. And this for a film that is coming up very quickly on Wednesday, November 16th at the Rialto Cinemas. Two shows, as usual, one in the afternoon at 1 p.m., one in the evening at 7:30 p.m. A nice movie-ish title, Fever at Dawn. So what's it about?
This film is based on a book written by the director named Peter Gardos. When his father died in 1998, his mother handed him a collection of letters that the two wrote, his mother and father, to each other while they were in Sweden after the Holocaust, recovering physically. They were taken there and people were put into hospitals to recover. They were actually somewhat still prisoners. They were not allowed to just go off into Swedish society. They were kept apart. So the story, it took him several years. He read the letters right away and then thought about how he could turn this into a story.
Uh-huh.
And what he wrote was a story of a man who has been given 6 months to live, who's in a Swedish hospital after World War II, after being a Holocaust victim in a concentration camp. And he writes to 117 Hungarian women because he wants to fall in love and give himself something to live for.
Wow. What a story.
And he, one woman in particular responds to him, but he's corresponding with many at the same time. So, you know, the question becomes, will love triumph? And, you know, will she find out? And it's based on a true story of his parents, which is kind of lovely. And in a genre of films, I mean, it's not a Holocaust movie in the sense that it's filmed after the war, but it's right after the war. And these people are suffering the consequences of what happened to themselves and the fact that they survived, that this is actually a very sweet story coming out of the ashes of the Holocaust. So it's quite wonderful.
Amazing. And
it's
also
magical.
A story that that originates out of something that that a son learns at the end, that a son learns from parents who are either already dead or are dying. That's a very provocative kind of plot.
Exactly. And I think a lot of Holocaust literature and film, even if it's not directly biographical, are based on true stories that people have related, and then it gets distilled into someone's imagination, and they come up with a wonderful story like this one. One thing Peter Gardos, the author, said was that, you know, when he read these letters, he was astonished, the letters from his parents, and that he realized that they were never able to talk about any of these things while they were living because they would have to admit to the horrible things that they had to do or that were done to them in order to survive.
Right.
And the one thing that I took away from just reading about him was that his mother had been left for dead at Bergen-Belsen when the camp was liberated. But a Swedish doctor noticed that she moved her finger.
Whoa.
And so she was carried off to Sweden to recuperate, and she lived. It's an amazing thing.
It is. Thanks for coming in, Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say
You're
that the movie being shown at the Sonoma County Jewish Film Festival at the Rialto Cinemas on Wednesday, November 16th, is Fever at Dawn. For tickets and information for this and all of the Jewish Film Festival presentations, it's jccsoco.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.